This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Okay, let's get stuck into this. We're doing a deep dive today into something really, really crucial if you're trying to make an impact online.
Yeah, how to write Google Ads copy that actually works, that converts.
Exactly. Because, you know, you might be putting decent money into Google Ads, right? But then you find the ads aren't performing, the budget's just evaporating.
Where you get leads, but they're low quality, they just don't go anywhere. It's super common.
And frustrating. And frankly, expensive.
Uh-huh. But what's interesting, and what we'll explore, is that the fix isn't usually just throwing more cash at it.
No.
No. It's about being strategic. It's about having copy that's smart, data-driven, and really designed to make someone take action.
Making every word pull its weight.
Precisely. Moving beyond that generic stuff you see everywhere to actually connect with the right people.
So today, we're digging into insights from Clark Magoe's guidance, specifically on how to write high-converting Google Ads copy.
Yeah, Mako's got some great stuff on this.
We'll be looking at, you know, the critical strategies. Things like really getting your audience their pain points. That seems foundational.
Oh, absolutely. Then crafting those powerful headlines, the ones that stop the scroll.
Right, and optimizing the descriptions, using ad extensions effectively, those little extra bits that can boost click-through rates.
And maybe the most important piece for the long run, A-B testing, always testing.
Continuous optimization. Okay, sounds like we've got a lot to cover. Should be good. Get ready to maybe rethink how your ads are working or not working.
Let's do it.
So thinking about that crowded room analogy, you need that first word to cut through. Magoe argues this starts way before you write a headline. Right. It starts with understanding who you're actually talking to.
Yeah, spot on. And not just demographics like age or location.
Yeah.
It's deeper.
Deeper how? Like what they're actually struggling with.
Exactly. Their pain points. What problem are they trying to solve right now when they type that search query? What's the emotion behind the search? Frustration, curiosity, urgency.
That makes sense because so many ads just feel flat. Generic. They're talking to everyone, which means they're really talking to no one.
That's the trap. Mm. Magoe contrasts this well. Like a weak ad, the wrong approach, might just say, best marketing software, try it now.
Okay. I mean, it tells me what it is, sort of,
yeah.
But it doesn't exactly grab me by the collar. It doesn't feel personal.
Right. It doesn't solve my specific problem. Now compare that to a high converting version built on understanding a pain point.
Okay.
Something like struggling with high CAC, cut costs, and boost ROI with our marketing software. See the difference?
Oh, yeah. Huge difference. Customer acquisition cost, right?
Yep. So if your big problem is high customer acquisition cost, that second ad speaks directly to you. It resonates.
It offers a specific solution to a specific, probably quite painful problem. You're much more likely to click that.
Way more likely. And crucially, it attracts people who are serious about solving that problem. Better quality clicks, better leads, not just window shoppers.
Okay, so step one, ditch the generic. Get hyper-focused on the pain point. Once you've got that, how do you translate it into that instant attention grabber? The headline.
Right, the headline. It's often make or break. It's the very first thing people see. It has to work hard.
So how do you make it work hard? What are Magoe's tips here? Is it just stuffing keywords in?
Well, that's what some people think, but Magoe argues against just keyword stuffing. His research apparently shows that headlines focused on benefits, on emotion, they actually tend to outperform those dry, keyword-heavy ones.
Interesting, even if the keyword match isn't quite as exact.
Yeah, because they connect better. He suggests a few formulas. One is to solve a problem directly.
Like
get more leads without increasing ad spend. Straightforward targets a common desire and constraint.
Okay, I like that. What else?
You can create urgency if it fits your offer. Something like limited time offer. 20% off PPC management.
Classic urgency play drives faster action.
Exactly. Or you can highlight your unique selling point. What makes you different? Maybe it's done for you Google ads that convert.
So it's about immediately showing relevance and value, tackling a pain, offering a gain quickly, or showing why you're the best choice.
Precisely. It's about cutting through the noise instantly and saying, hey, this is for you and here's why you should care. Sets the stage.
Ah, headline grabs them. Now, the description needs to follow through, right? Guide them to the next step. What separates a description that just fills space from one that actually, you know, converts?
Great question. This is where you build on the headline's promise. You use persuasive language, reinforce the value, and crucially, tell them exactly what to do next.
So avoiding weak copy, like...
Like weak copy might just state a fact.
Mm-hmm.
We offer PPC management services to help businesses grow. It's okay, it's true.
But it's passive. It doesn't inspire me or tell me what I should do.
Exactly. Now, compare that to a high converting example my GoGo might suggest.
Yeah.
Stop wasting your PPC budget. Starts with the pain again. Then, get a custom strategy that lowers CPA and increases conversions. Offers a specific valuable outcome. CPA. Cost per acquisition.
Right. Tangible benefits.
And then the clincher. A strong, clear call to action. Schedule a free audit.
Ah, okay. So it's problem, solution, clear next step, much more active, much more compelling.
Totally. It transforms it from just information into an actual invitation to solve their problem. That's key.
So compelling headline, persuasive description. Oh. Check, check. But there's more real estate on that search results page we can use, right? To stand out even more. Ad extensions.
Yes. Ad extensions are incredibly powerful. Often underutilized, I think.
How do they help, exactly?
Well, they basically enhance your ad, make it bigger, more visible, and give users extra info or reasons to click right there on the results page.
Like what kind of extensions?
There are several good ones. Callout extensions are great for highlighting key benefits or USPs that maybe didn't fit elsewhere. Things like no long-term contracts or 24/7 support.
Ah, so they can tackle potential objections right away.
Exactly. Builds confidence. Then you have site link extensions. These let you add extra links to specific pages on your site.
Like linking directly to pricing or case studies.
Precisely. Or free consultation. It directs users to relevant info faster. And then there are structured snippets.
What do they do?
They let you showcase specific aspects of your products or services under a predefined header. Like under services, you could list PPC strategy, A/B testing, conversion tracking.
Okay, so all these extensions work together to make the ad richer, more informative.
And ultimately more clickable. You're giving the user more relevant value before they even click through. It boosts your CTR.
Makes sense. So we've covered understanding the audience deeply, crafting killer headlines, writing persuasive descriptions, leveraging extensions. It feels like a solid plan. But you mentioned something earlier. Things change.
They always do, especially in digital marketing. What works brilliantly today might... Well, it might fall flat next month.
So what's the non-negotiable piece to keep things effective over time? Mago must stress this.
Oh, absolutely. The non-negotiable is A/B testing and continuous optimization. Always be testing.
Okay. Why is that so critical?
Because if you're not testing, you're just guessing. How do you really know what resonates best? Mago talks about this client's being certain one headline is the winner.
Yeah.
But then testing shows a slightly different version, maybe a tiny word change or a different emotional angle, gets like a 20% higher conversion rate.
Yeah.
You just don't know until you test.
Wow. And it's not just headlines you should test, presumably.
Nope. Test everything. Pivot calls to action, get started today versus claim your free audit. Test descriptions, highlighting different benefits, cost savings versus time savings.
Test different pain points even.
Exactly. The key is it's not a one-time setup. It's an ongoing cycle. Test, learn from the data, refine, test again.
That's how you stay ahead of the curve and keep improving performance.
It's absolutely essential for long-term success with Google Ads.
Okay, so wrapping this up, if we zoom out, what's the big picture takeaway from this deep dive?
I think the core transformation we've explored is moving from just, you know, running Google Ads to actually making them profitable parts of your business engine.
Right. Not just spending, but investing strategically.
Exactly. Yeah. Understanding that your ad copy isn't just filler text. It has to be strategic, it has to be driven by data, and it absolutely has to be designed to convert, driving real revenue, not just clicks that go nowhere.
Yeah, and we saw how crucial it is to speak directly to the customer's world, their challenges, their pains, moving past vague promises.
Uh-huh. Highlighting specific problems you solve, like cutting those costs or boosting that ROI.
We covered those powerful headlines, solving a problem, creating urgency, highlighting what makes you unique, and descriptions with strong CTAs like schedule a free audit, making that next step clear and easy.
Don't forget the extensions, callouts, site links, structured snippets, mm-hmm. all giving users more reasons to choose your ad.
Right. And underlying it all, that constant need for A/B testing, headlines, CTAs, messaging. Always testing, always improving.
Which leads us to a really important question for you, the listener, to maybe ponder.
Okay.
Considering everything we've unpacked today about crafting ad copy that genuinely converts, what's one specific thing, just one element, in how you're currently doing online advertising that you could immediately rethink or maybe test?
based on these ideas, focusing specifically on better addressing your audience's real pain points.
Exactly. What's that one tweet or test you could run right now?
That is a fantastic, really actionable thought to leave things on, something practical to take away.
Hopefully useful.
Definitely. Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks for having me.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.